Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Here we have another halacha that's nageah to sukkis with using trees, but we're not using the tree as support for the ground. You're not sitting on the tree, which is an isser, in most of the cases that we discussed in Mishnah Gimel. Here you have where the trees, the branches of the trees, are being used as walls. Now, Bechlal, Hilchas Shabbos, if somebody has thick bushes that are growing from the ground or trees that come down, and the leaves and the branches are thick enough that they form a proper mechitza, that can be used as mechitza. It's not a problem, the fact that it's growing, that's mechubal karka. So here also, they can be used for the walls of a sukkah. There's no definition of psul that it has to be tolush. That's only by schach, not by tvanis. The psul haschach don't exist by mechitzas of the sukkah. So ha'isa sukkah ben ho'ilonos. Person has schach up, and the schach is suspended above the branches, but a good chelik of the walls are the branches themselves. Vo'ilonos tfanos lo. The walls are ilonos, or at least partly ilonos. Kshero, it's not a problem. The first one point out that the chiddush over here is that even though you might come, if it thins out, you might come to start grafting the branches and winding them together and pulling them this way and that way, or sitting on the side, you feel like you have a hook. And you're going to put your hat while you're sitting in the sukkah surrounded by the trees on one of the branches. So l'chodah would be a mokum v'goyzer. L'maysa the halacha is k'sher, not only k'sher, but you're allowed to use it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. It doesn't have the halacha of the Mishnah before. Shluchei mitzvah, that's not how the Mishnah just goes into a totally different halacha. Shluchei mitzvah p'turim min ha-sukkah. Shluchei mitzvah, somebody who's oisig b'mitzvah, will be the Rav. Sh'oisig b'mitzvah potem min ha-mitzvah. Not only when he's doing the mitzvah. He's going to do a mitzvah and he has to rest. He's going for a defined dvar mitzvah. Now, the fact that we're explaining that this din of oisik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah is even when you're not actually doing the mitzvah, is l'chayre mukhrach mavur. We're talking over here that he's an oisik b'mitzvah, that he's going to do a dvar mitzvah. There's another p'tur the Gemara says that should be at play here, and that's a p'tur of a hoylich drachim. If somebody's on the road, say he's not home, the din of sukkah is that the mitzvah of sukkah replaces tsei mibeis chokva v'tikones l'diris arai. If he's a hoylich baderech, l'chayre he's not mukhuyiv mitzvah sukkah. He's not home, he's not in a place. Which is always the shadow with people going on Chol HaMoed trips. People go away. Are they mechuyev to eat in a sukkah while they're traveling? It might not be proper to leave mitzvah sukkah for many hours. But if we would ask ourselves, are you mechuyev in mitzvah sukkah while you're in the car? Moed talking arguably that the answer is no. When you are where you are, you decide now you're going to a museum. So when you're in the museum or an amusement park, you're not a hoylich baderech. Right now, you're there. Hoylech baderech means when you're in transport, you're on the way. When you're on the way, you're not in a place. If you're not in the place, you're not mechuyev. So if that's the case, over here we're talking about people that are going to do dvar mitzvah, why aren't they potter al tzolich drachim? Why do we have to come on to an oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah? It's clear that we have to add an extra p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, even when you're not actually doing the mitzvah, you're involved in that which is necessary to get you to the kima mitzvah. You're a hoylich derech, even when you're not baderech, but you're encamped where you are overnight, and tomorrow you're continuing the journey, l'chore, now you're not a hoylich derech. Right now you were choyne over here. Afilohochi, you're allowed to sleep, you're allowed to eat out of the sukkah, because oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. One thing that the Mefarshim point out, Rishonim have a big tumul, the Tosfos Yontov brings Rashi Prokem of it, and that is, do we say that an oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah only when being mekayim, the mitzvah of sukkah, is mafriya, his ability to be a hoylich l'pinyan shvuyim? That means, you could explain the Mishnah, this is the way Tosfos and the Rashi and other Rishonim explain, that Pshaz, if he sleeps in a sukkah, or he doesn't sleep because he doesn't have a sukkah, he won't be able to continue his journey tomorrow. So since he'll be disturbed from being mekayim the mitzvah that he's already involved in the optimal fashion, therefore, oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, because he can't. Other Rishonim hold no. Tosfos Yontov brings from the Ran, this is the way it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch, that Oisik b'mitzvah is a din. It's chal on a person that he right now is an oisik b'mitzvah. He's right now doing Ratzon Hashem. That's patters him be'etzim from doing other mitzvahs. Right now he's engaged in doing one mitzvah. Doesn't mean he can't do two simultaneously. But if he's doing one mitzvah, he's not mukhif to take on another. Now, this, the key word over here is that he's doing a mitzvah. The fact that a person is mekayim a mitzvah without an asir would not be a p'tur. So, Marshall, a person is wearing tzitzis, they have to Hashem say for a dove and pashrut. Nobody's going to say that he's not mukhif to eat in a sukkah while he's wearing tzitzis. It's ridiculous. Why? Because when you're not doing something when you wear tzitzis. You're lovush and tzitzis, you're mekayim a mitzvah. But you're not actually doing something. Ahoylech baderech is going, is doing, is working towards a goal. So since he's working on mitzvah aleph, he's not mukhif to nem on, to accept right now to the oil of being mekayim mitzvah beis. But if it's just something that's inherently your mekayim the mitzvah, so either wearing tzitzis or tefillin doesn't pater a person from any other mitzvah. Cholin, people that are not well, umesham shem, those that are taking care of them. Pturin min asoka. Now the reason why he's potter over here is not because of chol sheyesh v'sakana. We're talking about somebody who has a cold, somebody who has bronchitis. And the reason is not because his health will suffer, but das alein that he's a chayla and it's not comfortable, it's not bakvem for him to be in more rough conditions. This is what we call the p'tur, the famous p'tur of the Gemara, teishu kein taduru. That since this is not optimal for him, to mitzad his basic quality of life right now in the situation that he is v'meli is potter from sukkah. Now this idea has to be qualified because there's nobody that sleeps as well in the sukkah as they sleep in their house. So you're going to say that everybody's potter from sukkah. You go outside into the sukkah and you have to wear a sweater. Who wants to sit with a sweater? I'd rather sit in my dining room and sit with the heat on. So obviously the fact that the mokoim is defined as a diras arai und se schlofzich und se essich nicht azai good. One doesn't eat and sleep the way he's sleeping and eating at home. It's a diras arai, not a diras kvah. That's not a potter from sukkah. What we mean to say is, and the Rav brings this, but the Rishonim Amarchiv it, Meiri especially, is that the definition is that right now this place, Kisha La'atzmoy, doesn't suit his needs, Kisha La'atzmoy. That means like this. A person who's not well will always find a different place to be, and he won't stay at home in order to be able to shake off his illness. It's not a din in that's the living standard in that place. It's a din in his situation. The sukkah kishal atzmai provides accommodations of a diris arai. And a diris arai is always going to be a derech hachaim arai dik, not kva. That's the reality. And his situation is that he would leave the house, which is why the Rav points out, what happens if in his sukkah now, and there's a bunch of a bee's nest nearby opened up, and there's a bunch of yitushim, parushim, other things that are flying around and making the atmosphere very unpleasant. If that happened in your house, you'd walk out too, right? If there's a beehive, you'd walk out, you'd go somebody down the block, and you would call an exterminator, ASAP, and he would come to your house. So that defines your situation here as not teishu ken teduru. It doesn't define the place itself is what it is. So the fact that you have to live arai dik and adiras arai is not, it certainly doesn't compromise the mitzvah sukkah. Faket, that's what the mitzvah sukkah is. The Rav Besayv Dvorov points out another halacha that comes from the Gemara. And that is, what happens if somebody builds a sukkah in a place where he would never sleep because it's not safe? Mipnei listim, ne'aganovim. So then he's not yoytze mitzvah sukkah, says the Rav afilu achilosoi. The place over here, Kishala Atzma, is built in a way that's not really to be a Diris Arai. Diris Arai means it is what it is in an Arai Dik way, and it's not compromising him to live a weak Arai Dik. That's the Tzura Sachaim of living in a Sukkah. But something which compromises the ability to live in even Arai Dik, it's built to have Shari for a person to be Teshu in that place. So it's not Pshat that he's now Potter, it's the Pshat the Sukkah Be'etzim Bechevtza is not a yeshivas diras arai. It's not a sukkah. So really, it's potter. The Mishnah finishes off with an extremely important halacha. Oichlin v'shoysin arai chutz l'sukkah. L'chayr, if a person eats out of the sukkah, is mabat l'mitzvah. The Torah says, v'sukkah is teishu. If a person does a maisi yeshiva, a basic function of living in a place, like eating, drinking, sleeping, and he does it outside of the sukkah, l'chayr is mabat l'mitzvah. However, over here, since it's aradik, so Mamela, it's not mevatel that for his achilas kva, he will have to eat in the sukkah. The shah is only, what's the shir? The shir, kiyadua, of achilas ara is until the kibetza. It's not a maisa achila of a kizayis. The same way the mitzvah sachila is also, one makes a brocha, not on a kizayis l'chayra. Our minig, by the way, there are those that are chalik, and it's based on the Gemara, that one makes every time you walk into a sukkah. But if our minig is correct, which is that we make a bracha only on the eating, how much eating? Only achila of a kibetza, because that's called achilas kva. Less than that is achilas are. Drinking will always be defined by the achila. A person can drink a whole bottle of water, and that's called aradik. The drinking that he does with an achilas kva, that will be considered part of the suda, that should be in the sukkah. Lamaisa, the Mishnah only says, Oichlin v'shoysin arechutz l'sukkah. What about sleeping? So here the Gemara says that sleeping, even dozing off, could also be considered a kvius. It's also something that one sometimes needs a drimmel, and that's something that he does by ifin keva. And mamela, any little bit of sleep is called kvius, and it has to be done in a sukkah, not out of a sukkah. It's worth pointing out, the Rishonim make the cheshbon, the Loshon, the Mishnah is cholin u'mashamshem, p'tur min ha-sukkah. We just said that this halacha of chol is really by mitztar. What's nitoisif with chayla is this halacha mishamshem. The mishamshem, those that are taking care of the chaylim, the nurses, the whoever's taking care of the person that's not well, is only potter, not because he himself is a mitzvah, is because he's oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. That's only by a chayla gomer. A chayla is somebody who has a cold and it's just not conducive to recuperating to eating in the sukkah. He's potter because the teshu came to do it. That doesn't potter mishamshem. He doesn't need somebody with him. The Mishamshim is a potter, and that's where the Gemara's Medayikit, the din of Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Worth pointing out that there's l'chayra, a fundamental chilik between a mitztayer and an Isaac b'mitzvah. The Rishonim say, pashtus to the Rishonim is, that even though an Isaac b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, but if he does the mitzvah, he's mekayim, and he can make a bracha. A mitztayer, on the other hand, Avivite is not teshu came to do. It's not a maisa of yeshiva sukkah. It's not a maisa of yeshiva sukkah. It's not a maisa mitzvah. If a person goes out, this is the p'tur l'mashal when it's raining in the sukkah, and a person goes out, and he's sitting in the sukkah. The rain is coming in. That we'll see later on is nikre hetit. The pshat is there's no maisa of achila sukkah. It's the famous kasha of the Oinig Yom Tiv, that if somebody sits in the sukkah and it's raining, L'chara, the rain is being held back somewhat. It's not pouring. It's only raining in. If the ceiling would be empty, it would be pouring in. What protects him? The Atzei Sukkah. The Atzei Sukkah also Bano. Atzei Sukkah also Bano Kol Shiva. Why isn't he over on being Nene from the Sukkah? So that's the discussion. If a Sukkah is being rained in, is it only that the Gavra is Potter because he's a Mitztar? It's not Teshu Ken Taduru. And Avada is not Mekayim HaMitzvah. He makes a bracha, it's a bracha of Atala, or it's more than that. The sukkah is not a sukkah. That means, if we say that the person himself is not Mekayim HaMitzvah, but the sukkah is still a cheftz of a sukkah, he's being nene from the sukkah. If we say the sukkah is oy sukkah, so the being nene from the sukkah in this type of scenario is not called being nene from a sukkah. There's a lot to be mafalpo, we're just pointing it out to Lasaber as always. We'll just point out one more halacha, which is not mavur. It's an important halacha. It's not mavur over here, really, in the Mishnayis. And that the Gemara says we learn out that even though all 7 days of sukkahs, a person not allowed to eat out of a sukkah, but there's no chiv to wash and eat in a sukkah. The only time there's a choiv gomer, what they call a mitzvah chiyuvis and not a mitzvah kiyumis, is to eat in the sukkah the first night of the first night of sukkahs. So first of all, since it's learned out of Pesach, so they want to know what's the shir. Is the shir kizayis like matzah, or is it a kibetzah? Because that's a mitzvah of sukkah. The pashtus is it's not a separate mitzvah sachila. It's the mitzvah of being keveya, that you're living in the sukkah of 7 days, is a choyv gomer the first night to create that reality. Where it'll come into our halacha of mitztar is, what happens if a person's mitztar the first night? What happens if it's raining? Is he potter? Let's say it's pouring the whole first night of sukkahs. Is he potter? So the meaning by Klal Yisrael is, if it's raining the first night, they wait and they wait and they wait in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. But even with the sukkah is a sukkah and the yeshiva is a teshu ken tadur. And what happens if it's pouring the whole night? Is there a ptur? Not so clear. Lamai says two sheets in Rishonim. It could be that the ptur is a ptur only that's mafkia. You're not eating out of a sukkah because you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. But the first night, there's a separate halacha of you have to eat in the sukkah. Maybe klapi that. The sukkah is still a sukkah. And the achila in the sukkah is an imperative, is a mechuyev. That's a machlek sushainim. Lamaisa, the. You look at the Taisus and Brochus. Lamaisa, the Shemur brings the rain, Tofresh, Lamites, Lamin Hey, what to do Lamaisa on the first night when it's raining.